Welcome everyone to our Urban Grace podcast. We have our very own Tara Chug as our interview number 10.
Yay!
And this kind of feels like a milestone for us to achieve. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Good. Now, for some of you listeners, you may not know this, but Tara is actually she's been to all other 9 of these episodes. She is the person who sets up all the tech equipment, makes sure our mics are on point, and then works her magic with editing skills to ensure all of our episodes sound flawless for you all to tune in and listen to.
Call me magician.
So thank you, Tara, for doing that. And it's nice to have you on this side today, getting to talk to you. And I like that we get to know more about you and all your many talents you have. So thanks for saying yes to this invitation today.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, should we just get after it?
We shall.
All right. So how many... Let me rephrase this. You obviously hold many different roles and identities in your life today. And I want you to highlight 2 of them. Okay. So the first one is, can you share a little bit about what you do at Urban Grace, like your job title and everything you do to help us run smoothly?
Sure. Well, I'm the music and technology or tech director. And what that means is anything involving music or sound techs or really anything technology, I help out with. So you can either see me playing piano or singing on a Sunday. I plan volunteer musicians, create the chord charts. Anytime anybody needs a video for whatever reason, socials or special projects. I do the video, website editing, podcast producing, train the sound technicians, make sure I'm not texting during church. You can see me at the piano, like looking at my phone, and I'm making sure the live stream is running.
Yeah. So, yeah, same girl. I feel you.
Yeah. And little odd end things here and there. So like everyone else.
Nice. So obviously I know, and I hope a lot of our listeners already know this, but you are an extraordinary artist. And I would love it if you could share with us what that looks like on any given week in your life.
Sure. So when I'm not here at Urban Grace, I'm in the studio creating music. I work with my producer, Christian Sasso, and he's in New Jersey. So we work remotely. I don't know why, but I picked producers all the way on the other side of the country. My other one's in Nashville. And I'm usually just busy submitting music to TV and film companies for sync licensing, or I'm practicing, I'm writing a new song, talking to clients, because I do like wedding gigs and corporate events, and sometimes the fun gigs, like at like a bar or coffee shop where I could, you know, play more of my own original stuff. Writing contracts, probably perform an average of 1 show a week. And when I'm not doing all of that, I'm watching my 4-year-old. and she doesn't always love when I play piano and sing. She says, "Mommy, stop."
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. So I didn't make the cut. but she really loves, I think it's all soaking in to her, because she's, as a 4-year-old, she already knows how to play Happy Birthday, Little Mermaid, and Peppa Pig theme song.
Like on a piano? Oh my gosh.
Flawlessly. And I'm like,
that's amazing.
And I don't even force her to play. And I'm like, all right.
That's really cool. Wow. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I know a part of your passion for being an artist is collaborating with organizations and other artists to build up Dacoma's future. So how does this look like on a practical level?
Yeah. So I think, you know, everyone had like their word of the year or their intention. And
yeah.
So my intention this year was to collaborate more with other people. Because as an artist, like you're making music alone in, you know, if I'm performing as a singing pianist, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of got a little lonely and it was kind of taking the fun out of things.
Mm.
So this year, I just kind of branched out. I stepped out of my comfort zone, went to other people's shows and just to see what was out there. And I met some really amazing people. Like I'm teaming up with Victoria Fragoso, doing some special concerts this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she does the Tuesday with Toya every Tuesday for her podcast. So you guys should check that out. And she interviews other artists. And through that, I've learned about other artists in Tacoma and Seattle. Teamed up with Brittany and Danielle of Cascade Music Alliance. And she hosts like a bunch of different events to bring musicians together and provide performance opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And then as of late, I've been collaborating a lot with my friend Karen Laura Peters.
Hmm.
And we're in the works of cooking up something with music education.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just really excited about all these collaborations and projects. And it's really bringing life back to me.
Aww,
so
that's awesome. That's cool that you figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that a lot of us search for and maybe don't find it. So that's awesome.
I feel really lucky.
Yeah. So what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment as an artist?
Yeah. So, and this is, it's going to sound kind of name droppy and I don't want it to come, but there's a point to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, back in, I think it was 2012, I was with a band in Arizona and we were asked to open for a Grammy nominated artist.
Hmm.
And I was like, wow, this is my greatest accomplishment. I'm like, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
And then we did it and I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, that felt good for a couple of weeks, and then you know you go back down to reality and you're like, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was 2021, I was asked to become a voting member with the Recording Academy, and I got to go to the Grammys, and
wow,
that was, I was like, this is my biggest accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Like this has got to be it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very humbled and grateful to have had those opportunities to go and just be part of a great organization. And again, like super grateful for it. But then after a while, I think that that high feeling kind of just levels out back to normal. And it's like, you're constantly searching for like, what's going to make me feel the most confident? Because even after all of that, like the self-doubt comes back and it's like, okay, well maybe it's not external things that are should be my greatest accomplishment. So I figured that my greatest accomplishment is that I get to create music every day. And I know that's a privilege a lot of people don't get to do. And I realize that. And I think just the act of creating and feeling fulfilled, especially when you finish a song, there's that feeling of like, wow. And then you get to listen to it all over again. And I think that in itself is probably my greatest accomplishment.
Hmm.
Even though it doesn't sound like a one thing accomplishment, I think it's maybe what I'm most grateful for.
Hmm. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Do you have a current favorite song that you've written?
I do. Fly High.
Fly High.
Yeah, I released that in... I did a surprise release at a show at the Spanish Ballroom, and it was released in January 2024. Yeah, this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is my favorite because it started from a song that I wrote when I first had my daughter, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a song called Dream Bird, and I was listening to the sound machines, how you can have like the birds playing in the background. So I was playing piano and I heard the birds playing in the background as she was waking up slowly. And then I wrote to that. And it was just an instrumental. And then a couple years later, I was just playing it just to see if I could memorize it. And then I started going off and writing words to it and then different chords. Mm-hmm. And so Fly High is the second part of Dreambird, mm-hmm. Fly High. And the song is just about embracing your weird, like all parts of you, like the weird parts. And like, I think the beginning line is like, I think to myself, what a weirdo you are. How could life create such a funny soul?
Oh, I remember that. I think I remember that at McMenamin's, you playing.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
And yeah, I think it was just, I called it a letter to my 7-year-old self, because it's like, if I could tell 7-year-old Tara, like, to never stop dreaming, like I would, because there was a moment in my life where I just totally gave up music, and it's like, no, baby Tara, don't do it. Like, keep on going.
How old were you when that happened?
When I stopped music?
Yeah.
Probably like 18, 18 to 23.
There's a 5-year that's a good gap. Chunk of time. Wow.
Maybe a little early, 22. Yeah. 20. Yeah. Somewhere around there. But yeah, I kind of lost myself for a little bit, or took a break. And with that break, I found like, wow, no, I need music to function.
Wow. Yeah. I learned something new about you. I didn't know that you took a break. Yeah. I'm glad you picked it back up.
Me too.
Yeah. So we'll end with this. Is how has your faith played a part into what you do?
That's a good question. So I don't know. I know you know this, but I've always said I'm an awkward prayer. Like, I pray awkwardly. Out loud and internally. And I thought there was something wrong. I was like, is there, like, how come I can't say these beautiful prayers that everyone else could say? It just doesn't come out right. It's kind of like that feeling when you're at the grocery store and you see that person that you think you know their name, and you're just like, the awkward conversation.
Hey, friend. Yeah.
So every time I pray, I'm like, hey, God.
Yeah.
But I think I'm trying to take a deeper look into that, why I do that. And I'm like, maybe it's because that's how I talk to my parents. And that's a different story. Maybe I'm mirroring that. And to me, God is like a parent. And maybe I need to come from a different perspective of maybe he's a friend, or maybe God's a friend. I don't know. But so to answer your question, since I pray really weird, I found that my prayer is through music. So if, you know, if I'm singing a song that really resonates with how I'm feeling, or playing a piano piece with the emotions that I'm feeling, that's how I pray. And I think everyone has their own way of praying, whether that's through words, whether that's through singing, whether that's through dance. There's just multiple ways to do it. And yeah, that's my prayer. And that's how I heal and speak, is through music. And yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And for the record, yeah, God does not think your prayers are awkward. I confirmed. He sent me a text.
It's kind of weird. It's like, hey, how's it going, God?
No, that's awesome. But that's, and that's always what I, you know, advocate for people, is like, you know, God is so intimate with each one of us and is so unique to each one of us, that however we need to connect with the divine, whether it's through prayer, like exactly what you said, like you found a way that doesn't feel awkward, and you know, you're already figuring it out, obviously, like, you know, seeing God as a friend might be more helpful to you, you know, because some people, seeing God as a parent is not helpful. Some people, maybe someone who didn't have a mom wants to see God as mother to fulfill that need to have a mom, and that's great. But some people, to see God as mother feels really harmful because they had a bad mom and they don't want to associate their creator with their mom. And so everyone is, that's what's amazing, is everyone is so unique that, you know, we all can see God in a way that makes us feel safe and protected. And how I perceive God and how you perceive God is going to be really different based on what our own needs are and experiences are. And
100%
so
agree with that.
That's great that you're figuring that out. Obviously I'm not preaching to you because you already know
baby.
All that. So that's awesome. But yeah, thank you so much for this time. I really appreciate this. I'm really glad that people who are a part of Urban Grace community and the Tacoma community can get to know you more. If someone wanted to listen to your music, how could one go about that?
Oh, just tarachug.com, T-A-R-A, and then C-H-U-G-H.com.
You have your own .com website.
Yep.
See, you've made it.
I'm so cool.
Are you on what music streaming services are you on?
I think all of them.
All of them.
I just select all.
So Spotify.
Spotify, Apple.
Apple.
Pear.
Pear. I don't even know what Pear is.
I just made it up.
Oh. You got me. I was like, oh, is that Pear? Is that a Samsung thing?
It
nice.
Would be.
Yeah. So, great. So they'll just type in your name on any, so they can literally type in your name.com. They can go to any streaming music service and type in your name and find you.
Yep.
And they should for sure look for Fly High.
Fly High. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tara. I appreciate you and your gifts that you share with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening to our Urban Grace podcast. And we'll catch you again another time.